drowsiness and sloth and torpor is another hindrance, and that the Buddha compares to a person who is in jail, and you know, somebody's in jail, in prison, then the sort of the world goes on in its own way, and say the person in prison isn't able to partake in that, isn't able to participate in the world around the sort of, and in the same way, when one's trapped in sloth and torpor, then, you know, there's this whole sort of world of possibilities around one, and one's unable to participate in it because of the sloth, the torpor, the dullness of mind, the sleepiness that sort of takes over, and one is collapsed in on that point of dullness. And then in the I think it's in the Visuddhimagga, sort of talking about sloth and torpor, when the monks are listening to the Buddha or the elder disciples, and discourse has been given, and the assembly breaks up, and the monks are gathering and talking and sort of saying, "Wow, that was such a wonderful discourse. And it wasn't great how the Sariputta described this or described that and this point he gave." And then the monk who is in engrossed in sloth and torpor, says, "I don't know what he said. I didn't hear anything." imprisoned in the sort of the dullness of mind. So that, in the same way that when somebody is released from prison, whether one is, whether it's for a short time or a long time, prison is not designed to be a pleasant experience, but that release from prison is, the opportunity to live one's life freely again, and that. In the same way, when the mind is breaks through sloth and torpor, because you feel that sometimes when you there's like when dullness starts to set in, and then you sort of keep attending to it, keep bringing up energy, or keep bringing up sharpening the mind in various ways, finding it, something that's going to work, and. And then when it does, then you just really feel this sense of spaciousness and brightness of the mind, the lightness of the mind, where it's really just so much more at ease, and there's this happiness that and satisfaction that's there. That, one doesn't have to just be a kind of a helpless victim to the dullness of mind, but one can exercise some effort in that and control and dispel that kind of dullness, in the same way that it's like when the weather changes, and we see it here a lot because of when the weather changes and the clouds are sort of blown away and dispelled, and this bright sky comes out, and it's a really a different feeling. Cloudy, rainy skies have a certain charm to them as well, but there's a different feeling when the sky is bright and comes out, and this fresh sky comes out. So that, in the same way, in the mind, are sort of our, sort of our dullness may have a certain charm to it, a certain attraction to it, but it doesn't have the same quality of happiness and well-being that a clear, peaceful mind does.